are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tableau Podcast. This is Tableau, your host, and I'm here for you. I'm here. You can talk to me. All right, so today I'm going to talk about some weird, strange facts. Because we all know at one point in our lives, or twice a day, we've Googled strange facts or weird facts because we were bored. And that's exactly what I did. I just Googled strange facts. And the first thing that popped up is 100 strange facts, 100 strange but true facts that will shock you. So we're going to go through some of these and see if we really do get shocked by any of these. I am pretty certain that we won't be. I found this YouTube cushion here.
Okay.
Which reminds me, please subscribe to Epic High's YouTube channel. It's official Epic High. We want that gold button. Mm-hmm. They finally sent us the silver button. I told you, right?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it came too late. So we're writing on it. We're actually updating in real time.
Yeah.
Our subscribers. But we want that gold button now. We're just greedy. Like, we can't stop.
You gotta make this like a TikTok campaign.
I don't have a TikTok.
But you got…
And like I said, I can't have a TikTok. But I did talk to Tukas and he's… I told him, you would be perfect for it. And he's like… he's like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh no.
So he's an idiot. Anyways. So the first fact… Diane is sort of like I think you're gonna like this because this is like you're Diane Kang, right?
I sure am.
DK, right? So yeah. This one's about Donkey Kong.
Oh my god! Okay, so now you're bullying me. I bullied you last episode.
How
now you're
am
bullying
I bullying
me.
You?
You're triggering to what kids would call me at school.
They called you Donkey Kong.
They call me Donkey Kang.
They called me Stir Fry. Anyways, Donkey Kong got his name because his creator believed donkey meant stupid in English and wanted to convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape. That's nice. Not shocked.
If but, I read who wrote this article, is it going to read Daniel Lee?
No. Okay, so here's another one. Number 16, even though Fruit Loops are different colors, they all have exactly the same flavor.
Well, duh.
How is that possible?
Because you taste it and you realize it's just colored sugar.
But it's different colors though. Wait, so when Haru was eating Fruit Loops and I was like, I want the blue one or the green one. It just, it wouldn't make any difference.
No difference. It's all in your booba brain.
What's that? What was that?
I have no idea what this happened.
What the hell was that? What are
my brain had
what's
a record
your favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
Mine's Frosted Flakes. Just straight up.
Yeah, okay.
Or just Corn Flakes.
Yeah.
And mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Together?
Yeah, dude. So
you
way
started
back,
some shit
some
with
episode,
the mint chocolate.
Like
chip.
5-6 episodes back, I just mentioned I like mint chocolate ice cream. Okay, mint chocolate chip ice cream. And holy shit, that caused a… Oh my god.
You didn't… No.
I had no idea people were this like protective of their like ice cream choice.
You did not just go, oh, I like mint chocolate ice cream. You said it in an antagonizing way. You said mint chocolate chip is the only flavor that matters. Prove me wrong.
I said prove me wrong. That's an invitation. I'm not like… You can't prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, number 23. The television was invented only 2 years after the invention of sliced bread. So sliced bread only came 2 years before television.
When did television come?
I don't know.
Like 40s? 50s? 50s.
But this makes sense though. Because like once you have sliced bread, like what do? While you watch… Like no, what do you watch while…
Sorry. Like, start over.
What do you eat while you watch sliced bread?
Wait, what do you eat while you watch sliced
what
bread?
What do you do You have sliced bread now, right?
Okay.
What do you do while you eat the sliced bread? There's nothing to do. So you invent the TV.
I love how square this bread is.
Oh, check this out. Number 28. It took the creator of the Rubik's Cube 1 month to solve the cube after he created it. As of June 2018, the world record is 4.22 seconds. So Epikai was once really into Rubik's Cubes during the creation of our 9th album. Like, we've done something wonderful. We suddenly, I don't know, like, I started the whole craze. I started carrying around a Rubik's Cube. And I think I got to, like, I did it in like 2 minutes. And then there was like a huge competition between us. And like, we even bought like this timer thing where like you tap it with your wrist right before you do it. Like the like professional like competition timer and everything. Yeah. I think I got to like 2 minutes. We got really good at it. Because it was mostly Tukas and I got really good at it because we became super competitive. Like, where like nothing else in the world mattered except beating us each other's times.
Do you know Rich Brian?
I'm not sure if it was 2 minutes. It might have been like… It was two something, I think. We got really
2 hours?
Good. Yeah. No, 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 days.
Like, we got hella good
like
at it.
Like a couple months.
Like, Rich Brian is into Rubik's Cubes, right? Yo, check this out. Number 32. In Morse code… You know like the emoji… Not the emoji, but you know when people send each other dash, dot, dash. Making this face, like,
yeah, like a lot of like, cool like, Asian Americans like, back in like AIM
yeah,
days.
Like, what are you saying? Kind of face that means K in Morse code.
Oh, I actually, I don't know why, but I really did. That was a genuine.
Did
oh.
it shock you?
I didn't shock
Finally,
you.
Finally, we
like,
found something that shocks Diane.
How nice. You know what? Someone, I never believed it, and I still don't really, but someone told me that I'm a very,
shockable kind of person?
No, that my reactions are kind of monotone. Like, I don't really go like two up or two down.
Yeah, you just did like even explaining
and it goes
going on two up two or two down, you were like just right smack in the middle.
Yeah. I'm kind of, yeah, I think I'm not good at like reacting to things. People like, if you give me a gift or something, I'm really bad at like reacting
like,
to it.
You're like, oh, thank you.
This is me trying to make someone feel good for giving me a gift. Because, you know, like, usually gift givers are very excited about the whole thing. Knowing that, this is me genuinely trying to be like, make them feel good.
And you're like…
Be like…
Oh my
like,
God.
Oh, hey! Like, this is me holding it.
It like, truly sounds like you hate it.
And I could very much like it. It'll be me looking and be like, okay… Oh,
you really sound like you are disgusted by the thing that you're holding and like you want to trash it.
No, like that's me. Like
you sound incredibly sarcastic.
I just don't get excited about things like that.
It's better than being like, oh my God, this is exactly what I wanted. Oh my God, you got me the best gift in the entire world. Oh my God, I'm so happy. How did you know?
I've observed friends of mine who are really good at reacting. Like they're the ones who like laugh really hard at people's jokes.
See, but it doesn't seem genuine if you're too…
But it is. You can tell. Like they really are just like people like that. And they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like I've always wanted that. Oh my God. Like and they get really excited and I like study them. I'm like, how do I react like this?
I'm studying you right now. I'm like…
I know.
All right, check this one out. Number 40. In 2014, a missing woman on a vacation in Iceland was found. When it was discovered that she was in the search party looking for herself, I would have been so mad at this person. So this person…
설명 좀 더.
그러니까… 승은 씨, 그러니까 2014년에 아이슬란드에서 어떤 여자분이 사라졌는데 실종됐는데 그 사람이 그 사람을 찾고 있는 그 그룹 안에 있었어요. 그러니까 자기 자신이 실종됐다고 찾고 있었던 거야. 그 this person is
an asshole.
Like either an asshole or like has dementia or something, right? But I'm assuming They're that this person is an asshole. And if I was in the search party looking for like days in the cold, okay?
But how about this? Who is this search party that can't find a person that's in front
that
of them?
That is true.
So
this search party consists...
search party wasn't trying. They this, were not
no,
trying.
This search party consists of one asshole and a bunch of dumbasses. Okay?
She's like, really? Like, this is what she thought. She was like, oh my God, thank God I found people. Like, I was lost forever. I'm going to go. And they're going to be like, oh my God, thank God we find you. And they're like, okay, like, bitch, you're late for the search party. We've been like, where have you been? Hurry up. Do your job. She's just like, are you serious?
They're also like looking at the picture, right?
And not even looking
they're, like,
at her.
Looking at the picture. And she's literally standing right in front of her.
Yeah.
Also looking at the picture. And they're like, where can we find her, right? Oh my God.
So
someone's got to make like an SNL skit about this.
Yes. Do you ever do like Wikipedia, like wormhole things?
What do you mean?
Like
some of these, yo, this article sucks.
That's a shocking fact.
What Wikipedia?
Wormholes.
What is that? Like you start, you go to one article and you just…
Like you're curious about something.
And you just keep going.
And then as you read something, yeah. You click on that and then you click on
I do that.
That
on,
and you click on that.
I do that on YouTube sometimes.
Oh, okay. Like YouTube wormholes.
Well, you know how YouTube, you can have that thing where like it plays the next video automatically?
Yeah.
So I'll fall asleep listening to like some physicist talk about like something, right? And then… I'll fall asleep, right? And it'll keep playing. The next video and the next video. And in the morning, I'll wake up. And it'll be talking about like… some crazy shit like garden gnomes. And I'll be like, how did I get to garden gnomes? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Is that sort of what you're talking about?
I'll like click on one video that looks like kind of interesting. And then I remember at one point I realized I was watching people doing like making knives out of different things. And each video would literally be like 30 minutes long and I would watch every single set in a second.
Dude, why was I was like making knives? Like what are knives made of? And I was like, icicles, you dummy.
Ice knife.
I was like, icicles.
Dummy.
You dumbass. And I'm like, no, isn't it metal?
You're talking to yourself?
Yeah. I literally was thinking that. I was like, icicles.
My favorite one is when he made it out of milk.
How do you make knives out of…
He teaches you in a video. It's a lot of like molding and like…
Like hard milk?
Yeah. They like solidify milk and they like legit like put it into like a knife mold and it's like super
sharp. What would you cut with the milk knife?
Anything you need to get cut.
Cheese.
Beautiful.
I just realized, oh, so you were talking about Wikipedia. So I searched the Tableau podcast on Wikipedia and…
We have a Wikipedia page?
No, there is no page. But
you know the best Wikipedia… Not the best, but the most intriguing Wikipedia?
Interesting. Intriguing and interesting. Intriguing. What's the most intriguing?
It's always true crime. Right?
That's true.
Always true crime.
That is true.
Wikipedia is because they always do the minute by minutes that you like read through and you think you can like… especially if they're unsolved and they put all the evidence down there for you.
Yeah.
And you feel like, you know, if I had the time.
Like you start with like a petty thief.
For me, it always starts with a movie referencing like let's say like a cult. So like I was watching a True Hollywood Story and that's about the Charlie Manson murders.
Yo, did you hear?
What?
Like Manson was a CIA asset. There's proof.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean though?
What's like so he was reporting to the CIA and the CIA actually had him you know, do certain tasks. And one of the things that, you know, the CIA, MK Ultra was like brainwashing people to murder. And that's exactly what the Manson family was all about, right? With the drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like there's a journal, like Google it later, but there's a journalist who has been, you know, he didn't intend to be, but like he became very obsessed with this whole thing. And for the last 20 years, he was researching this thing. And then a book came out and he actually has proof that he doesn't have proof on like what exactly, like literally the CIA or the government told Charles Manson to do. But there is proof that he was a CIA asset. There are certain moments where he was supposed to be arrested, but the CIA or the U.S. government intervened and let him go. And then, dude, it's pretty.
But wait, is the implication of that the CIA ordered like the Charlie Manson murders, like that they ordered it?
That's where you know, that's what a lot of people are like, you know, inferring, but. That's not what this journalist, you know, says. He really sticks to the facts.
Okay.
So he's like, you know, he doesn't have proof of that, but
just the fact that they were tied together.
Yeah, and if you you know, like it is pretty weird though, right? Because like MK Ultra, they used, you know, the CIA used like LSD and stuff. All that was, you know, from the government. Right? They mm-hmm. used it for mind control. They did LSD testing for mind control. And the whole like the hippie movement and all the drugs that came out of that area
mm-hmm.
was really from the testing that they did in that area for mind control and whatever effects LSD had.
Yeah.
And this is all fact. And like the book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is sort of based on that
time.
Yeah, that time and that those kinds of tests. So you know, I can't really explain it all. It's a lot,
mm-hmm.
but it's you should check that out. It's really.
Oh my gosh. See, you just gave me a fact that I'm shocked by.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be up late.
I'm really like, you know, I went through that whole like wormhole thing with like MK Ultra. I was really intrigued by it, like when I was much younger. But every day, new facts pop up, right? I actually had no idea that the Unabomber was an MK Ultra subject during college, like a test subject.
Yeah.
How much of that influenced him into the horrible things he did, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's just intriguing, right? Yeah, like, strange facts are great when they're like trivial, like the Donkey Kong thing. But when some strange facts are like, some are heavy.
Yeah.
And make you question like your footing within reality.
Yeah.
Right? Like anything to do with like government conspiracies.
Mm.
Especially when it's actual fact. As opposed to, you know, just all this stuff online. Like UFOs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, actually UFO stuff. Some of it probably is fact.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying like when strange facts hit close to home, and you know, because it affects our lives if you think about it, right? Like it's pretty damn scary.
You know, this is like not even that related, but you, for some reason talking about it, what are you doing?
Trying to get that YouTube sponsorship. What are you
doing? Yeah. YouTube doesn't sponsor people.
I don't know.
But what was I going to say? I was watching a bunch of videos with astronauts, like them doing like Q&A stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, like people's like craziest questions about like, could you do this in space and like blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I think like it would be really cool if we could get an astronaut as a guest on the podcast here. I think that'd be interesting. Or you would be so disturbed the whole time.
What would be what would be even cooler is if I became an astronaut. That would be even cooler than what you just said.
You would not. You would. The time.
I mean, am I allowed to be an astronaut even?
Probably not anymore, no.
Why? Because of my age?
Probably.
What? There's an age limit? To being an astronaut?
No, it's just literally like you need to be straight up like a bunch of like you need to be a pilot. You need to be like a trained pilot. You need to be a trained like engineer. You need to be like
none of those things.
You need to be like a botanist and stuff. Like a lot of these people have like crazy credentials.
Like I'm not very fond of like botany. I'm none of those things.
Okay, then you can't.
I mean,
tough luck.
Shit.
But I became nothing a with rapper.
But I can make a beat.
Oh yeah, did you?
I can make a dope beat. Yo, what strange facts do you know that will shock me?
Oh, it's not a strange fact. It's a fun fact.
You just said ooh, so it better be fun.
Okay, right now this is my breaking news. I've just been getting texts from friends about this. The new Animal Crossing update came out. Like what, like to expect next for everyone is the museum is going to get an art gallery. Yeah.
How did I just guess that? That I am more shocked.
Because I said museum.
Dude,
and what
I
else
have
can be?
ESP.
Oh my God.
I have ESP. Yo, tell me something else.
Wait.
Tell me something else. Don't finish the sentence.
Would you say you're shocked?
I am. I shocked myself. Any other interesting facts? Strange facts? There's absolutely no water in this cup. And I put it to my mouth.
What?
Evaporated. Is there anything that you guys know that is really strange? Or cool?
For once, please.
Do you guys know anything?
Do you know anything?
Do you know anything? Yo, check this out.
What?
Number 86. The word Jurassic, which we so often associate with dinosaurs, comes from the Celtic word for forest.
What?
It has nothing to do with dinosaurs. So the Jurassic period was just because there's a lot of trees?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of trees.
No, but like huge trees. Huge. Like maybe like past clouds.
Whoa, I thought Jurassic was like something to do with like dinosaurs at least.
Maybe it's about the crazy big trees that existed during those dinosaurs.
Yo, check this out. 87. The brain is our fattest organ, being composed of nearly 60% fat. Our brain is 60% fat, according to the fact site. Okay.
Okay.
Yo, check this out. Number 93. Samuel L. Jackson, has a clause in his film contracts that allows him to play golf during film shoots whenever he wants. I find this hard to believe.
I have a fun fact.
Okay.
Well, you guys probably actually already know this. But Bahaba Barbara Streisand, one, cloned her dogs in Korea. And two, has an entire working mall.
What did you just say?
She cloned her dogs in Korea.
You can't just skip.
That's a very like…
casually jump over that.
Yeah, she got a dog cloned in Korea.
You can get dogs cloned?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't…
It just must be illegal.
No. All things considered too, it wasn't even that expensive.
Wait. Since when is cloning legal? Are you kidding me?
Well, cloning of puppies, not of humans, probably.
Yo, how much? You're allowed to, what?
For us, yeah. She cloned her dog because she really liked her dog.
Why in Korea? Passed.
Because they were doing it in Korea. Clone dog. You know what? That wasn't even what shocked me. What shocked me was like how like not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. It was like, yeah, it was only $50,000. $50,000 you can get your dog cloned in Korea.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty shocked. Not by the fact that you can scientifically or like medically or technically clone an animal, because we all knew that was possible.
Oh, the fact that it's just allowed?
Yeah, I didn't know it was like a legal like.
So, by 2008, a California company had partnered with a South Korean laboratory and made plans to auction off chances to clone 5 dogs. It happened at Soam Biotech, a lab in South Korea.
Yo, it cost $50,000.
Yeah, but to me, that's not as expensive as I thought it would be. I thought it would be like $200,000.
To clone a dog?
Just because it's so, like, all the lab stuff, like the science.
$50,000 is still a lot of money.
No, it is. So on its own, as of 2015, they had cloned more than 600 dogs.
Really? I had no idea this was… I had no idea that was…
Yeah.
But I don't know how to think about… Like, I don't know what to think about cloning. Like… I don't know.
A lot of people say it's just not ethical.
Yeah, there's…
And also just
debate.
Like not much point to it. Like, okay, now what? Kind of a thing.
Have you… You've seen the Black Mirror episode where like… The lover… like he dies in a car accident. And then she orders like a clone of him, but it's like a device, but just
it's like an Android.
Looks exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's basically a clone.
Yeah.
And you've seen that episode?
No.
Okay. So essentially that's about cloning, right? And like, I mean, like, I don't know what to think about it. Like if there was someone you really loved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a family member.
Yeah.
That you just couldn't bear losing. Like, and it was available. If the technology was available.
Mm-hmm.
And someone offered you the chance to do that. Would you?
No, because I'd be like, I've seen this movie. I'm going to get murdered. No.
No. What are you talking about?
No, I feel like there's like movies about like this,
like Pet Sematary,
and it's literally just like you're gonna get murdered. It's gonna become like too sentient, and it's gonna like
an evil version.
It's gonna like resent you. For
evil version of the original.
Yeah.
Let's say for example, a clone of me walks in here one day.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
As he said that, all the lights went. To turn off.
Oh my god. <That's>
so scary.
It's time for you guys to die. I'm kidding. Okay. So.
Yeah, you're scared.
I just scared myself. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Let's say a clone of me walked in here one day and was like, hey Diane, hey Sungun, can you sit down for a second? I need to talk to you guys. And you're like, what's up, Tableau? And I'm like, I am Tableau-1. I am actually a clone of Tableau.
Yeah.
And then I showed you like evidence, like videos or something of me, you know, that I am a clone.
Yeah.
Would you guys be okay with that? Like, would you still go on, you know, just having the same…
Interactions?
Yeah, with me. Like, would you guys still treat me like I'm me? If I told you I'm Tableau-1?
No, I would treat you like Tableau-1.
But what if I'm exactly the same?
Sigan's cracking up.
No, but what if I was cloned and all the memories and everything was transferred over to me? I'm just aware that I'm Tableau-1, that's all. Like I know that I'm a clone. But to you guys, I'm except for that fact, I'm still the same. Like, I still have the same memories and stuff.
I would still
and think, I look exactly like me.
Yeah, but I would
better.
Still.
Okay, Jesus. Would you still?
I would treat you so much better because of
No. Would you still like consider me a human?
Oh, a human?
Like, would you consider me like just like me?
I just really just in my brain would just straight up just like not think it's you. You just like, oh, it's an entirely separate being.
But would you treat me like a lab? Like a lab rat. Like, would you treat me like a human being if I was a clone of, if I was Tableau-1?
Sure.
Okay. What if I was Tableau-3 though?
And you were like, wait, what have you done with -2, -1?
And you asked me what happened to the original Tableau and why are you Tableau-3, not 1 or 2? And I'm like, I just totally ignore it and I just keep talking.
Ooh.
What would you… Would you still treat me like I'm Tableau? Or would
you
things
would
be…
See me
and I look exactly like me but a lot better. Okay. Just a lot… I'm taller. Just a lot better. Like… Would you treat me like a human being?
I would if I try to be like, hey, okay, but what about the other iterations and obviously the original Tableau, and they ignored me like that, like so, like
don't say. Why are you calling it they? Why are you calling Tableau-3 they, dude?
Why?
It's me.
It's a gender neutral term for other.
No, but it makes it sound like you're like treating it like you wanted to call it. Okay, it's still me.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like me, but a lot better. Okay? Would you be scared by it?
Yeah, like I said.
I just called it. Hold on. I just called me it. This is really confusing.
You're crying.
I don't know.
Wait, you're crying. Why are you crying?
I don't know what to think about this whole issue.
I would literally…
Like, I don't have the… like. Bioethical knowledge to discuss this in an appropriate way.
Okay, well, you want to have something more lighthearted about Barbra Streisand? She also has an entire working mall as her basement at her house.
It's not that surprising. Honestly, the cloning thing was way more
Well, yeah, but she has…
What do you mean? She has a shopping mall in her basement.
Like, on her property and it's hers.
So she lives on top of a shopping mall.
Yeah, but like… She only has access to, but she has employees who work and like open up the store and everything.
And there's actual like stores like
there's
like an Hermes.
There's like a Froyo place. There's like a vintage dress shop.
Why would
there's
you?
Like
and
there's like a nail salon.
Other people can't just come into the mall.
She like invites friends over and it's like, oh, want to like go down to the mall and get like a Froyo or something?
Okay, that sounds more up than the.
We can combine these two weird things about Barbra Streisand and create like the craziest
Dude,
horror
that
movie.
That sounds even more messed up than Tableau-3. It sounds like she would have like Emily-15 working at the Froyo shop.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, why wouldn't you just have like a cook or a chef? Why would you create a mall where they would like they would just be doing nothing until you show up to pretend to buy a Froyo.
Now, I think someone wrote a play about this when like he found out like this existed. He wrote a one-person show about being an employee
at
Barbra Streisand's mall and never meeting her, but being like weirdly hired to this to be like, what is this?
Dude, that,
and like a day in the life or something like that.
That sounds pretty weird.
Yeah, it's all weird.
Okay, I saw this thing on TV. Like, some rich people like used to have like somebody dress up as a druid just to like basically be an ornament on their lawn. They would hire people to just walk around their like humongous like backyard or something.
Oh yeah, like back in the day. It's like a German thing.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of thing it is, but it's just… Sounds sort of like that whole shopping mall.
No, and like a part of a druid's job on like a person's property was to like entertain guests, kind of like a gesture.
Yeah.
Like, come up here and like dance for us. Like,
which is basically turning like these people. Like, let's say the guy's name was Jake. You're turning Jake into like a real life living Jake into a Jake-12. Basically, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're turning them into… You're like using your money and power and authority and or your you know, whatever to turn these… You know, turn people into like non-people. Like props.
You know what though? They had a sweet deal.
But I've never been to Barbara Streisand's mall, so I don't…
Would you take up that invite if she was like…
What if she traps me in there? And then
and you become Stacy.
I'm selling the churros. I'm selling the churros or something.
Yeah.
Like she has me stationed at the like the Dippin' Dots corner or something.
Yeah.
And I can never leave. But what if that's how everyone ended up there? They all had an invite.
I think you just wrote a movie.
I did. I own it.
I own it.
I own it. I said it. I said it with my mouth on my show. It is called the Tableau Podcast. It's mine. I just
Except
made it.
Except for, you know, in your movie.
I made it.
Her name is Shmarba Meisen.
Shmarba Marble.
Bottom
and my character's name is Tableau 14. That's pretty weird. I thought it was weird that my college campus had a shopping mall in it. I thought that was even pretty weird.
It had a shopping mall?
Yeah, Stanford shopping mall. It's inside the campus.
Like, it's very like, much like a real
Yeah, it's got
mall,
like a Nordstrom. I don't know if it still does, but it's got like Louis Vuitton and it had a really good like French baguette place that I liked. It had like a Pacific Sun. It was like a humongous mall that other people can just come to.
What?
It just happened to be on campus because the campus is really big.
Man, the most we had was like half a Chick-fil-A.
It was like that's where like some kids would go to hang out, I guess, during weekends or whatever.
Another fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Because for the longest time, the only Chick-fil-A in New York City was at NYU like dorm cafeteria. Kanye West would come to our dorm cafeteria to get Chick-fil-A.
He has like a song where he like was talking about that, right? I don't know. I actually don't even know what a Chick-fil-A is.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, it's like a southern chain, but it expanded a lot more. But it's like chicken. It's like fried chicken nuggets and like chicken sandwiches.
I have no idea.
It's a chain. It's a fast food chain. But it's primarily chicken.
What is fast food?
What are you doing? What's going on?
Teach me what fast food
I hate
is.
This. Tableau 14, please. You know what fast food
is. No, I'm Tableau-3.
What? Tableau said, you don't need to know what Chick-fil-A is when he was importing your chip.
Here's what happened to Tableau-1.
Okay.
So Tableau cloned himself. Tableau-1 came out and he was like, this looks exactly like me. And the scientist that was working with him is like, yeah, obviously he's a clone. But he looks like exact, like 100% identical to me though. And he's like, yeah, it's a perfect clone of you. And then just immediately like got rid of Tableau-1. It's like, I want him to look like me, but a little better. So Tableau-2 came out.
Yeah.
Obviously not enough. So…
Well, but what was better about him?
Yeah, you know, just in various different ways. Like taller and just… Better looking.
Yeah.
Younger. Anyways. So Tableau-2. And then Tableau-3. Was you know. Good enough. For Tableau. Also Tableau didn't have a choice. Because Tableau-3. Realized what happened to Tableau-1 and 2. And took care of Tableau. The original.
Tableau.
In effect, becoming the only Tableau. So if that was the case, would you treat Tableau-3 just like Tableau? Of course, he's far better looking. Okay? And obviously much younger. Like maybe 19.
19?
That's kind of weird.
I would not treat a 19-year-old better.
27-year-old.
20. So
swimmer.
Like you're. What? Wait. So not you. It's literally not you.
No, it's me.
Doesn't look like you. It has a different profession.
No, it's Tableau. He looks exactly like me, but a lot better. He's 27, and he's a professional swimmer.
Can't rap.
No, no. He chooses not to rap because he's more into tap dancing. And
I don't think this is better.
But he's a great swimmer. I don't know where I'm going with this, but this is a weird. This episode's gonna be called something like Tableau-3 or something.
I feel like it's gonna be called Yo, check this out.
This is where how did we come to this?
I don't know.
It's because Barbara Streisand and her mall. Like, why would you do that? I mean, is this like, are there pictures of this?
Huh?
Yo, you're kidding me, right?
There's a whole article about her mall.
Yo, this is shocking me more than MK Ultra.
Oh, damn. There's going to be bushes in Animal Crossing. I do not want that.
Dude, can we stay on topic here? Wait, how much money does she make that she can get a mall?
She's so rich. Mall. Barbara Streisand Mall. Yeah, see, Amina, there's like photos of her mall.
Okay, I'm looking at this thing with like a baby carriage in the hallway.
Yeah.
This and a thing called Sweet Shop.
Yeah.
Dude, this looks freaky as hell.
Yeah, it is. It's super weird.
No, it's not just weird. It's like actually scary.
Yeah. Imagine like.
This is a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yo.
She has a doll shop. That's the worst place to find yourself at like 2 in the morning at our house.
I would hate to be Stacy-14 working at the doll shop at like midnight because Barbara Streisand has friends over.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo. Bee's Doll Shop is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
This is really frightening, honestly. I'm sure like, you know, she… I don't know anything about Barbara Streisand. But I don't know. It just seems really weird to me.
It is very weird. Listen, this is strange facts, right? Strange facts.
It seems like something Two Cuts would do though. Like really, if he ever had like too much money.
He would have a mall?
Yeah, he would do something like this. Most definitely.
So we can never let…
Yo, I never want to be this rich.
Money. Yeah.
Like even if it was a possibility, like even if a genie offered it to me, I would never want to be this rich. Where I'm making a shopping mall in my basement with a dollhouse. And it's got like it's got a sign and everything. And there's a baby carriage outside.
You were so genuinely frightened.
If ever, let's say like, I don't, you know, you guys can't get in touch with me for like 5 years. And one day you get an invite to, like I'm living somewhere like in America and you get an invite and I send you a private plane so you can come because I'm inviting you to my mall in my basement. Because I've become super rich in the last 5 years. And yeah. I explain in the invitation. Do not come. Because I am definitely Tableau-3. Or Tableau-14. 16 at least. So do not come. Just rip up the invitation.
Okay.
Or send Eddie or send someone.
Send Eddie.
Send
attach a GoPro to Eddie. Like secret GoPro underneath his clothes. Yeah. That like we get all the footage from automatically.
Anyways, do not come. Okay? Because I am for sure psychotic or not me at that point.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Understood. Right.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to a pretty damn weird… Okay. We started off trying to go through some facts that may shock us. I feel like the only people that are shocked right now are you guys that are listening. Probably… won't come back next week.
Nah, that's the fun fact they do.
Wouldn't it be weird if this was like your first Tableau podcast episode? Like, wouldn't that be so weird? Like you recommended it to a friend and they started with this episode and they're like, they've been listening because their friend recommended it, saying like it's really, you know, inspirational at times, really warm. And he talks about some like
struggles,
important issues, yeah. Tells great stories about like lessons he learned. And then they get this. Anyways, thanks guys. I'll see you guys next week.